Leading peace activists near the U.S. Embassy in Seoul sought to knock ongoing U.S. provocations out of consideration, inspired by the Olympics. Officials in Washington and Seoul confirmed Tuesday their joint large-scale military exercises would go ahead later this year.
The military drills are completely unnecessary. If we stop labeling the North as our enemy and discontinue the military drills, there will be no reason for the North to continue missile tests. Trying to put an end to the military drills and the North missile test and starting talks for a peaceful denuclearization treaty are the only ways to prevent war on the Korean Peninsula.
North Korea is participating in the ongoing Winter Olympic Games after talks with Seoul and a thaw in inter-Korean relations.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in's efforts to produce a so-called Peace Olympics received a decidedly frosty reception from the U.S. Harsh verbal attacks against Pyongyang from U.S. Vice President Mike Pence sought to undermine what he termed North Korea's propaganda campaign.
The U.S. State Department Tuesday revealed that North Korea had canceled a potential meeting with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence on the sidelines of the Games at the last minute. Pyongyang's move followed the constant barrage of threats and insults from the U.S. Vice President. Analysts question Washington's true intentions.
Does the alliance with the United States help to secure peace on the Korean Peninsula? In the name of peace, the United States is forcing South Korea to follow its stance to participate in increasing pressure on North Korea. However, now South Korea is talking this through with North Korea. So these U.S. demands are rather jeopardizing the relationship between the two Koreas.
Officials in Seoul and Washington have said they will announce the schedule for the drills once the Winter Olympics have concluded. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.